The energies as projected by those that would ensnare the inhabitants of Earth in their plans to change the destiny of this planet moves in ever-tightening circles as they attempt to incorporate the wheels within the wheels that constitute a partial understanding of the cycles of creation. They are oh so careful to check each cog so there are none out of sequence. Linear thought is still the basis of their game, for there is no spiraling towards evolutionary change. Evolution is the term given to change in your language. There is a lack of understanding what the process is. What are they evolving toward? The enslavement of the remaining population is the goal. But for what purpose? A stagnant utopia? What makes them think that the universe could or would support them in that process? To rebel against the process of creation is one possibility, but to maintain themselves outside the focus of creation would incorporate an ever-escalating process within its totality and is doomed to failure. To hijack a planet is one thing. To create an anti-universe is indeed grandiose, for there would be no other way. From where would that kind of energy come? Do they plan to hijack an entire universe? I doubt that what you call God is so impotent as to allow that. Again, I say welcome to the winning side. This may seem impossible to believe in view of the above comments. From one perspective, that kind of arrogance is humorous. Of course, it's not for those experience the day-to-day flexing of the muscles of their power and viewing it from the basis of the third-dimensional experience. To bring a transition in the human consciousness, the largest view possible is necessary for those who would envision this change. Perhaps change is not the best term, for it implies merely readjusting that which already exists. This has been tried before in other opportunities to outwit the adversary. Obviously, it didn't work or you would not be facing the situation. This time, you must go a step farther in your refusal to play the game according to the rules. You must change your tactics completely so as to cause their plans to be as impotent as they have schemed to make you. You must transcend these plans. Much ado has been made for ascending and for rapture. Well, this indeed shall be our version of that, except Jesus will not do it for you. You must do more than claim to be a Christian. It will not be necessary to get your hands dirty in the blood of your enemy. Neither shall you be required to turn the other cheek and look away as he does, as he wills. For you shall have plans of your own that will employ God's methods that you have until now forgotten. The Armageddon of their vision shall never occur. There shall be an Armageddon, but it shall be played out on a different field, and there shall be no conflict as has been envisioned for you. Your desire for delivery and your will to thwart these puffed-up antagonists of creation shall be guided to fruition among paths of remembering. This shall bring forth the elements of the spiral of evolution that are missing from their carefully laid plans. Fear not. For you have on your side the energies that create solar systems, galaxies, universes, and cosmos. Indeed, all that is. Could you ask for more support? It's not that it has been lacking during the previous opportunities, but the cleverness and the focus of the antagonists have planned carefully to bring this action into plan point of implementation and at the moment of coinciding cycles. This, they believed, a point of vulnerability. Indeed, however, at these points of cycle endings, the Creator has planned opportunity for His holographic fragments to take advantage of the spiral acceleration that is potentially present. Tension is energetically focused towards a process which allows for those who will take advantage of the opportunity. This has been a very simplistic explanation of the unique situation. Indeed, history will be written in the annals of the planet. The pot boils, the steam builds, and the universe holds its breath as the moment approaches. Could the process fail? No, but the degree of advantage taken within the opportunity shall affect all within this universe. Remember that the Creator focus uses all within the flow of ever-moving energy in creation. Chaos is especially pregnant with opportunity for change. It's not to put out pressure on you that this knowledge is being shared, but to add to your understanding of the opportunity that is being brought into the situation that appears so hopeless. You must have your eyes open and use your ability to observe and analyze the actions that are taking place about you. The avatars of past have planted the seeds of understanding that lie dormant within human awareness. It is time to stimulate these seeds into sprouting and growth towards a maturation of the third-dimensional experience. Those can accept the stimulation will, and those who cannot shall be given other opportunities. Shall any fragments be destroyed? All fragments of the Creator's awareness must be accounted for.
Those aspects that have chosen to experience extreme imbalance are put into a space that is something like exile. It's not like a burning hell is used to frighten you into submission, but a space of separation to consider and to contemplate.
Beyond knowing that this experience exists, it is unnecessary to know more, for it is between those and their own inner spirit.
Will those that brought this to bear and those that choose not to share the opportunity be judged? Judgment has been a word to conjure up failure and guilt. Release the concept. It is another of the tools to control you, for instead of a closure of the experience, there is a releasing process, a review and a time for the soul, the source of each human focused into experience, to assimilate these experiences into the matrix of its totality. The experiencing focus cannot measure the impact of its life experience upon the matrix of the totality of that which focused it. It is that which focused contemplating itself. It would be self-condemnation for judgment to take place. Self-condemnation does not exist in higher dimensions. There is a world of difference between self-condemnation and self-contemplation. Condemnation and judgment are synonymous. This message is given in love, for it is enlightenment within the experience of communion with the flow of creation. It is intended to bring you to the awareness of being within its flow. It's exactly where you are.